So good morning, Frederick. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of March, and you are part of the working committee. Can you give some update about the last days of works?
Well, for me, the last days were not really part of the working committee. I've been a bit out of commission for the last 10 days because of a bad eye infection. So my knowledge might not be totally up to date. But it is a very, you might say, adventurous working committee in the sense that the different characters who make up these seven people, the Magnificent Seven, coming from total different background. Most of us really don't have much experience in it. We are a different age group, different areas of interest. And we are still, I must say, as far as I can see, struggling to form a cohesive team. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but it once we really gel, I think we will be quite a good team. We are coping with the load of work and emergencies and catastrophes and collapses, not only the cyclone, but so many other things which are happening. And we seem to be running behind the events. So whatever we are saying, I do feel that we are more reactive than proactive in so many things. Let's hope that at one point we can create a process that many of the works which are before us can be given to the relevant working committees, and we become a window or a facilitating agent which just passes it on to the outside. That's actually our job. Nevertheless, with the arrival of the new secretary, Mr. Balabasco, whom you know already had been in Orville before and has a very good track record, who also have helped during his other works while he was not secretary, Orville, on so many scores, is back now since a few days, and I think this is a very welcome situation. We can now discuss formally and informally issues in a very friendly and familiar atmosphere. We are now moving towards the preparation of the Governing Board and International Advisory Council meeting. And it, you might say this might actually be one of the last. Maybe there is another one in August. But it's the end of the present Governing Board and International Advisory Council. So this year we'll see lots of changes. We got the new secretary. We, as a working committee, are trying to become a team which is scoring, a good team. And we might actually even go back to the community and say, look, we realize that among ourselves we need certain skills, certain experiences, certain ways of handling, which we don't have the human resources among our seven people, and we need more input, and we have to see how to do this. Having a new working committee, having in the future a new International Advisory Council and a new governing board means a lot for Orville in the sense that many things can be now looked at in a fresh and a new way. The pressing needs are obviously the land, protection of the land. The pressing need is to clear the ground after the cyclone. The pressing need is to get a direction into which Orville wants to grow, how far it can actually meet the original obligation of building the city. So that's will be on an accelerated footing, I think.
Regarding the appointment of the new secretary, the Orovillians will have a chance to meet with him. The working committee is planning to make a meeting with the resident assembly people, or
Yes, tentatively that will be announced in the news, working committee together with the other groups like council and resident service and so on, will organize a public reception where the secretary can meet the community and the community can meet the secretary on Thursday the 22nd, I think 6 o'clock in La Terrasse, on top of the solar kitchen. I think that's tentatively, but don't take my word for it. That's the plan. And we had that before. It always worked very well. We first have an interactive period, and afterwards we have dinner together. He's a very, very, you might say, easygoing, non-formal guy, Mr. Balabaska. I think even the day he arrived here, without actually having yet taken office, he was standing in line in the solar kitchen to get his lunch. Welcome change to previous secretaries.
Regarding the land protection that you mentioned in before, I know that there are movement on the level of the government to help on that important topic. For can you share something about that?
I think there are two important things. One is to improve our relationship to the state government and to the district level. I think we have been trying, but it was not always easy. That's both on a bureaucratic level, but also on a political level. We have, for example, rather violent or very unfortunate encounters with elected leaders in the four panchayats here, not only with the elected leaders, but that we have to really work on it on the collector level, on the district level. If we ask the state government for a special protection, obviously we have to also look at ourselves, and I feel it actually spells a change of lifestyle for us. If we are recognized as a project, a public project, a project of public importance, a project of importance for India, manifesting not the reality, but at least the aspiration of what Sri Aurobindo and Mother saw, then it has to reflect in our lifestyle. If I were to sit on the other side, let's say I'm a tax commissioner, and there are people come and asking for exemption for tax or special grants of that we can use the Parambok land or exemption from Land Sealing Act or even public land should be given to in charge of Auroville, then they ask, but why Auroville? What is so special about what you're doing there? And then we have to see that we don't act in Auroville as landowners, as owners of this place, but we really are stewards and caretakers, and that should really very actively in our lifestyle, and it has to really be a renewal of that consciousness that we are just trustees here preparing the ground for the mother's work. So only then can in good heart the government of India and the state of Tamil Nadu say, in this special project, we grant special privileges and we give special consideration for Auroville. So it goes both ways. And I'm not saying that we are not doing it, and it's not saying that the state government will not come forward. But I think it's very important that we in Auroville recognize by receiving such gifts from the state and from the country, it means also a certain way we're behaving.